Patriotic.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. You're toll free at 855-453. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can grab archives. You can get interactive in the chat room, the bulletin board system. So many things to do, all for free. And with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Mark is out for the week. He is expected back on Saturday night, so we'll look forward to having him on. Actually, I think Corey Moore is going to be joining us at the end of the week as well, so I understand that he's coming up to spend a few days in Keene this
week. Yeah, I think he's coming into town on Friday.
Very exciting. Looking forward to that. It's going to be his first time here, so it's cool to have all these people coming in and visiting and checking out New Hampshire as a possible destination to move to get more freedom in our lifetime. So, speaking of freedom, that's what we've been focusing on here tonight with the opening the show with a story about an elderly couple in Miami Shores. I'm not sure where that is in reference to Miami, but probably in the same area. Miami Shores couple, they've been targeted by code enforcement in their city because of a front yard vegetable garden. Unfortunately, the elderly lady in this case,
Hermione,
has done as she has been threatened over. She has removed the vegetables from her front yard garden. However, she was allowed to keep the fruits in the front yard garden. You just can't have vegetables, apparently, according to the city code, which is insane, but that's just how, you know, government rules are.
Do city codes actually make sense,
no,
though, Ian?
No, it's arbitrary. It's just arbitrary. The, you know, the whims of the bureaucrats and the politicians are essentially what the city code is.
Because I've been reading some of the city ordinances here in Keene.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it is technically illegal for a toddler to have a diaper on and then use that diaper to relieve themselves.
Is that right? Is that the
effluent? It is illegal to relieve oneself in public or in private in something other than a toilet facility.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, you know, some crazy sieve disc, get some adult diapers,
yeah,
and then go to the police station and then relieve myself and then turn myself in just to see what they would do.
Well, you would have to announce that you were relieving yourself, and or the adult diaper would have to fail to reveal that you were relieving yourself.
Oh, I would let them know.
Yeah. Now, would you be actually just wearing the diaper, or would you be wearing regular clothing on top of the diaper?
I would put clothing on top of the diaper.
Okay, because it wouldn't be that wouldn't be as crazy. Like, you know, the visual would be to have an adult male wearing a diaper in public, which some people are apparently into that.
Some people are into that. I'm not one of them.
So I don't know if you're probably going to follow through with this particular plan, but it's interesting. We would see what they would do. It's fun to challenge them on their own rules like that and point out how absurd they are. You know, what would have been nice in this Miami case if this older lady would have actually stood up for herself. Now, she's standing up for herself after the fact in that she did team up with the Institute for Justice, which is a libertarian-esque legal firm out of D.C. that does represent people on certain rights-violating cases like this. But unfortunately, she acquired the legal representation after she already obeyed and uprooted all of the veggies from her front lawn. So the city won, basically, because of her doing that. Now, after the fact, she's trying to get the ordinance overturned so she can then legally put her vegetables back in the front lawn. But what I really wish we would see more of is elderly people standing up for themselves and disobeying, because there are few things more powerful in my book than a senior citizen being attacked by the state and standing up for what they believe in. Now, a recent example of this was, to some extent, the guy in Alabama who didn't want to unearth his wife's grave from the front yard of their home where he buried her according to her wishes.
Right.
And he ultimately did end up caving on that particular story.
He did.
Under a judge's order. He caved under the judge's order. But he at least went to court up front on that one. It would be nice to see an elderly person go ahead and carry an issue all the way. Like, look, it's my vegetable garden. It's my front yard. I'm going to have my vegetables in the front yard. Not even the neighbors have a problem with it. They pointed out in this article that the neighbors love it. It's a beautiful garden. And it's so much more interesting. I used to live in Florida, so I know how boring the houses are there. It's so, you know, little boxes on the hillside style in a lot of places where everything looks the same. They've got all these, you know, neighborhoods with a gated community where you can't paint anything other than white or pink or something ridiculous, some ridiculous restrictions on colors like that. You can't have bushes over, you know, a foot high or whatever their arbitrary rules are. And it's just so boring in so many places. So to have somebody have something other than just a front grass lawn, like that's all that you get in most places in Florida is just grass. Just
grass is so boring.
It is. It's the epitome of boring.
I don't
annoying.
Even like grass anyway.
No, I hate it when it's cut. It's awful. It's boring to look at normally. When it's cut, it's the smell is terrible, and it's just awful. So it would have been really nice had this lady just told the city people, look, you do what you got to do. I'm going to have a video camera ready. You know, my grandson's going to be here with his video camera. My neighbors are going to be there with their video cameras. And you just come and do what you're going to do. And then see what they do. Are they going to send the police out or some sort of construction crew with a earth removing machine and physically remove the vegetables from her front lawn and send her a bill? Is she going to get arrested in the process because she's out there gardening at the time? I mean, how insane would this get if she hadn't have caved? Like most people do.
And for people that were listening earlier, I gave the suggestion of planting tomatoes actually in one of the pink flamingos. Technically, tomatoes are a fruit. So I wonder if the city would try enforcing the no vegetable ban against tomatoes.
Yeah.
Because most people think of tomatoes as a vegetable, but genetically they are a fruit.
Yep, I wonder if they would, too. I guess it would just depend on the ignorance level of the zoning enforcers
in
a particular case. So if you think about it as an elderly person, you are the primary, you are the best person to do civil disobedience. There are so many reasons why elderly people should be doing this, but they're not. The reason why they are is because they're obedient. I mean, they've been trained like everybody else for generations to be obedient to the state, to do what they're told. Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to go to the court system. So I don't blame people for obeying. But a lot of the common excuses to civil disobedience don't apply to elderly people. Elderly people can't use the excuse. If they're retired, they can't use the excuse they got to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
Because they don't. And then they can't use the excuse that they've got kids at home because they probably don't, unless they're taking care of their grandkids or something like that. So the two main excuses, you don't have as much to lose either because you probably already, you know, you own your home outright. So odds are good. You're not going to lose your house if you miss, you know, a payment or something like that. You know, if you're held in jail for a long time, and you're probably not going to hold you in jail for that long because you're an old person, and it's going to look bad when people start to get into the media.
Yeah, it's definitely bad PR.
Yeah, so, I mean, really,
for the state, that is.
Yeah, everything is on the side of the elderly disobedient, which is why I am such a fan of Julian Heiklin, who was probably the primary mover in the world of elderly civil disobedience out there. There's been some people on the left as well that have done some pretty awesome civil
disobedience. And one thing that Julian Heiklin has going for him, instead of just being 70-some-odd years old, he's a retired professor.
That's true.
So when you've got a retired person that has had this, you know, job to where they are looked up upon as, respected. You know, an outstanding, respected member of society, it's not just some old guy that happened to live to be 80 that got along flipping burgers at, you know, Burger King his entire life.
Either way, even if you're the old guy who flipped burgers your entire life, you still are a powerful civil disobedience player, I think, if you do it. And can you imagine if you had a crew of them, like 4 to 5 elderly people, to go and just occupy somewhere and refuse to move or something like that? It would be awesome. Anyway, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733, because if you just keep doing what they tell you to do, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten, and if you care about your grandchildren and your children, then really you should be doing these things. You should not be doing what you're told. More coming up.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN, by the way. If you care about privacy, and you should, online, then you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and that means that your online data will be encrypted before it even leaves your computer. Right now, when you're surfing without ProXPN, if you're just surfing like normal, your internet service provider is probably logging 6 months' worth of your searches and the websites that you visit. Maybe they're logging as much as 5 years' worth of it, but either way, they're probably logging you. So maybe you want to stop that from happening? Well, you can't stop your ISP from logging you, but what you can do is encrypt all of your communications so your ISP can no longer monitor anything of what you're doing online. That's what ProXPN allows you to do. It's an app that you can install easily on Windows, Mac, iOS, or even your Android phone, as well as there's steps to make it work for Linux. It's a little bit different for Linux, but it's pretty simple. Daryl's done it.
Very simple, and I'm using it right now.
Excellent. And you can go to proxpn.com/FTL to download that app. When you're ready to upgrade to premium with ProXPN, that's when you get unlimited bandwidth. That's when you can run torrents. You can run any sort of internet app you want over ProXPN, and it protects your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Most importantly, you're also protected from other people that might be trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, like Daryl's on a Wi-Fi connection here tonight. But if you've got ProXPN, it doesn't matter if somebody is sniffing your packets, because then all they're going to be able to see is encrypted information. And ProXPN helps you with that as well. Plus, it can get you around internet blockages. Perhaps you're visiting a country like China where there's certain sites you can't go to. Well, if you've got ProXPN, you can go to those sites. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our discount code and you'll get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. That's a serious, deep discount, and it brings the price down. If you buy their annual package, it brings the price down to about $5 a month. If you want to save even more on the annual package, use Bitcoin to pay, and you'll get 33% off. ProXPN.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee on the premium account, so really, you have nothing to lose except your privacy. So go and fix that now at ProXPN.com/FTL. So we're talking about civil disobedience. I'd love to see more of it personally, not just among young people. Young people, while they have less to lose in that they don't have, you know, usually businesses or as many families and things like that, they still have their whole life ahead of them, and it can be bad to rack up a criminal record, and there's all kinds of reasons to not do civil disobedience. But elderly people don't have that same excuse, and I think that they're the most powerful group that could be doing civil disobedience, and it's a real shame that there aren't more of them doing it. I just don't understand it. If you are an older person and you care about freedom, why are you just doing what you're told? Why are you just going along to get along? Because if you really, because a lot of old people will say things like, well, you know, they care about their children or their grandchildren.
Right.
Well, really? Well, prove it. Put some of your freedom on the line, what freedom that you have left, to ensure a brighter future for your children and your grandchildren. That's something you can do. That's something you can contribute more than just going out and voting for some kind of politician. And I'm not just saying that because I want to see old people get arrested. That's not my motivation here. And it's certainly not because I'm not willing to put my own freedom on the line. I've been arrested at least 6 times that I can count, doing civilly disobedient, non-cooperative things. If we had more people non-cooperating with the state, especially respectable older people, the state would have a real tough time continuing on the way they do.
Yeah.
So that's my general message there on that. In other news, you and I both brought in the same story here tonight. I don't know if you had the same source, but mine's from Reuters. It's an update on the girls from Pussy Riot. As we explained to you last week, they were released due to a particular amnesty package that was passed in Russia very recently, and I believe it also resulted in some other people being released as well. But some of the more noteworthy folks were two of the members from the Russian punk protest band Pussy Riot, and we've been following their cases, specifically Nadezhda Tolokonikova, who is one of the two, and also Maria Alokhina. They were both released. They derided President Vladimir Putin's amnesty that led to their early release as a propaganda stunt and promised to fight for human rights. And as I suspected, the girls from Pussy Riot have not been corrected. by the correction system. I don't know if they call it the correction system.
I don't think anybody gets corrected by the corrections system.
I don't know. There's got to be some people who just lay low for the rest of their lives, but they certainly haven't changed their viewpoint.
Yeah, that's not the same as being corrected.
So I was wondering, you know, what are they going to do now? Now that they're out 3 months early, essentially, from their 2-year prison sentence, it's barely anything.
It's been 2 years?
No, almost. It's been almost
Holy
2 years.
Holy cow. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, the most recent thing was back in back at the end of October, Nadezhda Tolokonikova disappeared for several
weeks.
Yeah,
she was moved to Siberia, and it was, I think, almost 4 weeks
before
anybody was allowed to hear from her, even her husband.
Yeah, and she turned up in a hospital at the time as well, so it was there was a lot of real kind of fear factor around that. But now things have gotten a little bit better for them. They're out a few months early. But really, I mean, 3 months out of a full 2-year sentence is nothing, ultimately,
yeah,
at that point.
That's good time, basically.
Nadezhda shouted, "Russia without Putin," following her release from a Siberian prison hours after bandmate Maria Alokhina, age 25, Nadezhda, by the way, 24, was freed from the jail in the Volga River city of Nizhny Novgorod. And the women had 2 months left to serve, but walked free days after a pardon from Putin freed former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky 8 months before the end of his more than 10-year jail term. Decisions widely seen as intended to improve Russia's image before it hosts the Winter Olympics in February.
I was wondering, as soon as you said amnesty, because I brought in the story without having read it. I just saw the headline, so I knew it was something that I wanted to talk about. I was wondering how much of this was related to the fact that Russia is hosting the Winter Olympics.
You nailed it. She says, Tolokonikova says, "It's a disgusting and cynical act," she said, looking relaxed in a black coat and checkered shirt, told Reuters at her grandmother's apartment building in the snowbound Siberian city of Krasnoyarsk, where she was jailed. Tolokonikova and Alokhina were sentenced to 2 years in prison for a profanity-laced protest against Putin in a Russian Orthodox church in 2012 after a trial Kremlin critics said was part of a clampdown on dissent in his presidential term. They went into a church. They performed a song without amplification, by the way. And they were arrested for it. It was the essence
hooliganism
of,
is the name of the charge.
I mean, basically, it was a criminal trespass, ultimately. And they weren't really. I mean, I don't know what. We don't know what transpired in the church. We don't know if they were told to leave and didn't leave, or what had happened with all the details there. Like in the United States, if you're somewhere and you are then told to leave by someone who's in charge with the ability to tell you to leave and you don't leave, that could be a criminal trespass charge. But it's not going to give you 2 years in prison anywhere in the United States. So this was definitely a political attack against them in the first place, and now it's a political reason to let them go at the end. We'll tell you more here about what the girls had to say in a few moments. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free. It's Christmas week. We're here every night. You can bring up anything. We're live at 855-450-FREE, unless we're not live on your local radio station, which could be the case, because sometimes stations will delay broadcast. Our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. So if you're not listening live on your local talk radio station, then you can still call the show. Just
plan accordingly.
Yeah, plan accordingly, and then you can listen to your call later on. So again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to utilize whatever method is most appropriate for you. Bitcoin Store. You want to talk about a good way to get some stuff with your Bitcoins? Because some people, you know, when they get into Bitcoin, it feels intangible. There's this digital...
What can I buy with it?
Right, it's a digital currency. It doesn't, you know, it's not in your hands, so it's a completely different experience, and it can feel kind of empty, I guess, yeah, until you find Bitcoin Store. BitcoinStore.com has over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment, and they're probably the best price you're going to find on the internet. That's because they have a 0% markup. They are literally passing along the wholesale price from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. This is a big name. I remember my dad used to do a computer business way back in the 90s, and he used to get parts from Ingram Micro. I mean, these guys have been around, and they know the computer parts business. And it's more than just computer parts. It's consumer electronics as well. So you're looking for electronics, go to BitcoinStore.com, as well as accessories. Like the you've seen the carrying case I have for my tripod.
Yes.
I got that from BitcoinStore.com. And that's a sweet carrying case. And
yes, it is.
It was affordable, and the shipping deals are great. If you get it, if you buy products that are over $100 worth at BitcoinStore.com, it's free shipping. If it's less than $100 total, then it's $5 flat shipping. And you can only pay with Bitcoins. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. And they're great deals, too. Go ahead and check the prices around. You'll see BitcoinStore.com. We'll continue with the story about the ladies from Pussy Riot and what it is they are saying now that they are out of prison, and it's a lot easier to speak since you aren't being held behind behind bars in very terrible conditions, as we had read previously. We had read Nadezhda Tolokonikova's lengthy letter that she had sent out from one of the Russian prisons she was being kept in, describing the absolutely atrocious conditions they're keeping these ladies in there, and I'm sure the males as well. But let's go to the phones first. You can bring up anything. Temper is on the line, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Temper.
Hey, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the technology behind Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
Everybody knows it's a financial means of transferring money in a store of value, but the underlying technology, the blockchain, is so much more valuable than that. It actually, for the first time, can create a deterministic, time-based, absolute, unchangeable event on a computer. Like, if you go to a website and let's say you read the terms of services, and it says there's no disconnect fees, so you sign up, and then 2 years later you try to disconnect, and they're like, well, there's a disconnect fee, and you're like, well, there wasn't when I signed up. And they say, well, go look at the terms of services. That doesn't really mean anything because they could have changed at any time.
It's pretty standard in corporate agreements where it's like those one-sided self, like a cell phone contract. You sign the agreement. Nobody else, of course, signs the other side of it. So it's like this one-sided agreement. And there's always, almost always, a term in there that says that we can modify this at any time we damn well please.
Right.
Sometimes they will tell you they will. They will give you notice of the modification. Sometimes they don't have to. It's just whatever the terms say.
That they'll send you something in the mail that's in 6-point font, in one of these little booklets that's about 4 inches high, just big enough to fit in the envelope. Nobody's going to read that 900-page booklet that comes in the mail.
Yeah. So, yeah, they can totally change that stuff. So what your point is that the Bitcoin network is rock solid and is not going to just change like that?
Well, once you write out to it and it's accepted to the network, nobody can change it. The whole network would have to agree to change the data. And it really doesn't work that way because each piece of the blockchain links to the previous blockchain. So if you change anything anywhere in the blockchain, the whole thing cascades failures.
Well, now, as you said, there can be changes made to the Bitcoin network as long as people agree to it. So, but not everybody has to agree, as I understand it. Only like 50% of the network nodes have to agree or something like that. I thought I'd heard that.
That's correct, but they can't change things in the past. They can only change things looking forward. Now, if you apply this concept to the government and its record keeping, what if everything that they had, every time they published something, had to be signed in like a Bitcoin-type network? That way, they couldn't go back, you know, when, you know, the fraud, they start getting investigated. They couldn't delete data. And they couldn't change it because it wouldn't match the hashing codes anymore.
Yeah, I think you're getting a little esoteric for our listeners' purposes. I think I understand what you're getting at there. What if government worked more like the Bitcoin network? But it's kind of a tough comparison to make.
I don't want the government to work like the Bitcoin network because the Bitcoin network is actually efficient, and I don't want a government that is efficient.
He's talking about it from an accountability perspective, but that's why I'm saying I think this is not a particularly good analogy to make. It's not really good at communicating what you're looking to communicate because most people don't understand what Bitcoin is.
Right.
And they certainly don't understand the nuances of the blockchain. But Temper, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And one other thing to just sort of throw on, if you've ever read 1984.
I have not.
I've got the book on tape, on CDs, that I can let you borrow.
I actually have the physical copy. It was the last book sent to me in jail, and I didn't have a chance to read it before.
Okay, I've got the book on tape, and that, allows you to multitask while you're, consuming the information. But Winston Smith, who is the primary character in the book, mm-hmm. works for the Ministry of Truth, and his job is to go through and make sure that the past lines up with now. So there's one instance to where it's his job to go through and make sure that the previous newspaper articles make it appear as though the chocolate ration, which has been reduced from 20 grams to 15.
It was always that way?
To make it appear as though it has been increased to 15 grams.
Interesting.
So he has to go back and fix inaccuracies and then destroy the old copies by dropping it into a memory hole. And it goes in this little hole and then gets burned up.
So what Temper was saying was that if the government's record keeping was like Bitcoins, they wouldn't be able to do that stuff.
Right, but how is anybody going to be able to verify unless all government records are placed online?
Well, right. I mean, it's a ridiculous fantasy.
Yeah.
I get his point, but I think it might have been lost on a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, 855-450-FREEZE, the toll-free number. Let's go to Dave listening in New York on LRN.FM. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing? And happy holidays.
Hey, Dave.
I am mad at a radio rock station based out of California.
Why? Why are you mad at them?
Because they play this break music, and now I record everything. Everything that's on the radio. Like, I even record you guys, and like when I'm talking, whatever. And there's this break music that they play, but they don't play like the full versions of it. This radio station, they're based out of Chico, California. They're called Z-Rock FM 106.7 FM. And,
Before you go on here, now this is Dave, our chronic caller, Dave, who's been calling fairly frequently over
He's
the last
got a YouTube
weeks.
Channel.
He does have a YouTube channel. It is, what is it, Poughkeepsie Guy? Or wait, what's the YouTube channel?
Hudson Valley Guy Productions.
Your Poughkeepsie Guy in the chat room. Hudson Valley Guy, what is
Productions.
It? Number one?
And the number one, yes. But the
Hudson Valley Guy Productions, number one. Hang on, Dave. I want to bring you back. I want to find out why you're listening to or care about a rock radio station in Chico, California, when you live in Poughkeepsie, New York. So stand by. Why are they making you mad as well? We'll find out more from Dave in moments.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. And of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. You get to create the content. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you to access their websites where they tell you what's important. You can go to our website for free, and you get to tell us what's important by submitting content or voting on it or doing both. So when I say submit content, what I mean is if you find something online that you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show, you submit it. It appears on our website, then is subject to voting. You can vote up the things you like. You may also vote down if you don't like something. And then ultimately we'll know through your votes what you, the listener, thinks is interesting. Of course, best way to get your thoughts on the air is call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here at Free Talk Live, Mark is an avid coffee drinker, and I know he's not the only one in our audience that is a lover of good coffee. You can get some really outstanding coffee, the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and it's fairly traded. It's going to save you money over going to those coffee shops, that's for sure. BuzzBox Coffee is the brand, and Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox, not just to offer you really great coffee, but to also help make a difference in people's lives. Specifically, the people who are farming the shade-grown coffee are being given microloans through World Vision. So we're looking for 1,000 listeners like you who love coffee to join Free Talk Live and giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans through World Vision, meaning that these people in very, very poor areas of the world will be able to make a better life for themselves. And not only are you getting really great coffee, but you're also helping improve people's lives worldwide by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Your first pound is free. You do have to pay the shipping costs, but the pound itself, no cost for that. That's because BuzzBox Coffee thinks they've got some really great product, and they think you're going to agree. That's why they're going to give you a free pound. Again, you pay the shipping. First pound's free over at coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and give it a try. Let's go back to Dave. He's listening in New York. Dave, you say you're mad at a rock radio station in Chico, California. Z106, was it?
No, it's a Z-Rock 106.7 FM. And
Z-Rock 106. Okay.
106.7, and I actually called them today. I called them earlier today, and I spoke to somebody named Ms. Frost, whatever her name is, and because I wanted to get some information, because they play this break music, and, you know, when they, like, say they're playing Metallica or Aerosmith or whatever, and then they play this bumper music slash film music to, like, you know, to fill, like, empty spaces, commercial or whatever, but they never play the full versions. But
now,
yet,
when you're saying they're playing the bumper music, is it like when the jock is talking on the air, the background music?
No, it's just, you know, when you guys take a break, you guys play, like, you know, like ads or whatever. But, you know,
so you're saying it's like a station promo? They're promoting the station and they'll play certain songs underneath the promo?
Or if they need to fill 10 seconds before the top of the hour, they'll just play 10 seconds of
unaware promo music. No. They just play, like, if you, like, you know, if you listen to Z-Rock 106.7 a lot, like I do, they play this, like, music that just, you know, it's just like filler music for, like, you know, like, if they're, like, taking a break or whatever. They just play this random music
rock disc jockey, I don't understand what it is you're describing. I mean, normally he's
describing something that doesn't normally happen on music radio. We've got 10 seconds until the top of the hour news. Let's just play 10 seconds.
They don't play news.
I know it doesn't make sense, but
there's something we're missing here because rock radio doesn't have to end at the top of the hour. It's not clock formatted like news talk radio.
Right.
Rock radio doesn't matter. You can play a legal ID. The FCC requires radio stations
within
to play
7 minutes.
ID. Right. So as long as they're somewhere near the 7 minutes, like the 14-minute window at the top of the hour, playing a legal ID,
they don't say, oh, top of the hour or whatever. But, like, if you go to my channel, Hudson Valley Guy, and number one, and you type in Z-Rock in the search bar area, you look like a Z-Rock music.
You've got a lot of Z-Rock videos. In fact, I was looking at your channel
He's got three channels.
Okay,
I just found three channels for this guy.
Well, the main channel is Hudson Valley Guy number one. That is your channel on YouTube. Is that correct, Dave?
Yes, I also have Hudson Valley Guy in New York and other stuff. But, like, okay, you know, if you search out Z-Rock on my channel, like the Z-Rock music, you know, they play this, like, you know, it says, we're taking a break. We'll be right back in a while. So, you know, and then they play this music is playing, but they never play, like, the full versions of
how
it.
How long?
And, like,
I mean, how many seconds worth are they playing?
I don't know. They play, like, maybe, like, oh, I'm guessing maybe a few minutes here and there, but, like, I am always recording everything, just like I'm recording you talking to you guys right now.
Dave, sometimes it's a little hard to – because you're very excited about what you're calling about, and I understand that, but I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. So they're going to break. They finish playing a full song. They then play up to a few minutes worth of a song. And then they go to break?
Because
most,
like,
rock songs are only a few minutes long in the first place. Are you saying they're only playing like 30 seconds? Or do you really mean it when you say they play a few minutes? They're just interrupting a song halfway through?
I'm just mad because, you know, when they say they play, like, oh, I don't know, Aerosmith or...
Why
or
get mad? Why not just change the channel? Why listen to a rock station out of Chico, California? I mean, every rock station in the United States is basically the same playlist.
Yeah.
Not really, because, you know, they play this, like, they say they're playing, like, rock music, and then they play this filler music. It's for, like, you know, like, if they want to go, like break or whatever.
You didn't answer my question.
Of course he didn't answer the question. I've got another question for Dave.
Okay.
You put out a video, I think in May of this year, that says that you've been single for 7 years, but then there was a video in January of this year where you said you had a girlfriend. Which one of those videos were you lying in?
Anyway, but back to the Z-Rock music, because they play this break music, and then I'm always recording it, but then when they play, like, this, like, maybe, like, a few minutes here and there, and, like, because the Z-Rock break music is, like, 5 or 6 minutes long, whatever, they play, like, maybe, like 1 or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then they get back to regular.
So,
like,
what happened when you called the station? I haven't seen the video yet, but you called and talked to one of their jocks?
Yeah, her name is Mrs. Frost. It's on my YouTube channel.
We're
saying where Mrs. Frost, she hangs up on me. I don't know if you want to play it.
No, I probably don't want to play it.
What did you say to her?
Yeah, why did she hang up on you?
Because I guess maybe she got tired of me asking the same questions over and over.
I put up with a whole lot more than I probably should from you, just because I want to understand what you're saying. Now the rock DJ doesn't care. The rock DJ is there. She's doing her air shift. She's going to leave at the end of the shift, and it makes no difference to her whether or not she talks to you for 30 seconds or for 2 minutes. The rock DJ, you know, if you're not entertaining enough, is not going to put you on the air. We will put you on the air and make you entertaining, at least as much as we possibly can. But I do want to get some questions answered out of you. As a former rock DJ, I have some understanding of how the system works. So I'm wondering, why is it that you're tuned into a rock station out of Chico, California? Did you used to live in Chico? I mean, why did you tune into Z106.7 or whatever?
Z-Rock.
Because I've always liked, you know, like rock music, because there's nothing.
Don't they
out
have
here
a rock radio
like-
station in Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, WRV, and it sucks.
Okay, so why is it that the Chico rock station is better than the Poughkeepsie rock station?
Like I just said, WRV, you know, they kind of like, you know.
Just saying they suck doesn't give me an answer, though. So, like, what is it, the music selection? Is it the attitude of the jocks? I mean, what is it that is different? Because most rock stations have the same playlist. There's very little difference. You know, they've got the classic rock, the Zeppelin, the AC/DC. You know, you name the classic rock songs, the Doors. And then they usually mix in some new rock. I mean, that's kind of your standard rock station. So why is one so much noticeably better than the others to you?
Because, you know, because with WRV, you know, they just play like, you know, this and that. But with Z-Rock, they play like better because it's high AAC. I know it's
high,
like, it's better.
High AAC.
Like,
oh, you mean the stream sounds better?
The stream sound, yes. The stream.
That's an important factor.
Better.
Okay. That's a reasonable answer to the question. Not saying they play this or that. Saying they play this or that is not an, you know. That,
yeah, I don't know what this or that means.
So here's what I would suggest to you, Dave. Here's the solution. Whether you want to implement it or not is up to you.
If you go to my channel.
We already know what your channel is, Dave. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Here's the solution. If you don't like the music, jocks, or the whatever of whatever rock station you're listening to, we have the internet, as Dave knows, because he's listening online. There are literally hundreds of rock and roll radio stations on the internet. Some of them are actually formatted for the internet, just for the internet, meaning they're not actually a radio station that has a broadcast signal. That's where you can hear some of the really deep cuts. That's where you can hear, you know, good songs you'll never hear on the radio, the uncensored versions. There's plenty of rock out there to listen to online, so go and find something better rather than being mad about it.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth 12-Hour Mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.